Hi, everybody, and happy new year. It is already starting out great. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rob.
And we are so glad you're here tonight. First, I want to apologize for last week's interferences, where we had to start fresh several times. And it was simply cabal interference. And I eventually caught on to that. Actually, my phone had been intermittent all day, and not just during the show. So I invited them, as I do now, if there's any cabal minions or others on the call, invite you to go have a nice dinner, have some wine, let us do our call, and just have a lovely evening yourselves instead of, quote, working, unquote. Okay. So, are we ready? Here we go.
Hello, dear one. This is Kali.
Kali, thank you so much for being here. For those who are not familiar with you, can you explain your purpose, who you are, what your mission is about?
I am the goddess of death and rebirth.
Love the death and rebirth part. Beautiful. Thank you so much, because that's exactly what's going on, is it not?
It is so. You're being reborn.
Individually and in the country and the world as well, coming as well, and the planet. Everything. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Do you have a message for our callers and listeners before we start?
I would invite everyone who had a point in their life where they wish they had chosen better, shall we say, to look at the fact that they can go back and remake that choice, remake that decision at any point. They are not stuck with it. None of you are stuck.
That is a really, really, really good suggestion and idea, because I'm sure every human could identify with that, no question.
I believe there are many who can.
Yes. I doubt if there was a single person who couldn't, if they were actually honest with themselves. Yes. Okay. Very, very good. Well, we certainly are in the middle of death and rebirth, the death of the old, and those who have chosen to stick with the old, and rebirth into the new for those who are choosing to go with the new. And very different, is it not? Very, very different.
Yes, well, this is, as they say, this is not your grandpa's show.
Oh, that certainly is the truth. Okay. So we can catch up on a few things that have happened. It's my understanding that Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, is just about full with those people with sealed indictments who are accused of some very nasty stuff. And it's my understanding that Gitmo holds about 800. Can you address that?
It is so. It is being done. It's being done for you.
Yeah.
So my suggestion is that you say hallelujah.
Oh, absolutely, because these are the ones that have, by their own choice, chosen to hold back humanity and hold back progress, many of them beginning a very long time ago, or their parents or grandparents or their predecessors, put it that way, who took out Tesla, who wanted to give the world free energy, just as a starter. So, yes, to say hallelujah is absolutely right.
Indeed. And I think you owe your president a huge debt of thanks that he has chosen to take on this enormous task. Is beyond words. Beyond words.
I am absolutely on that same page. I mean, is that a job anybody would want, let alone capable of handling? He's probably the only person on the planet capable of handling it in from the proper position that he's in and having the courage to go ahead and tackle this horrendous, long-standing issue.
Indeed, it is so. So, support him.
Mm-hmm.
I urge you all to support him.
We certainly do, and I am hoping that those who have not done so are starting to begin to wake up to what's really going on. Up to, you know, sometimes recently they have chosen to ignore or pretend it wasn't true or whatever, whatever their reason was. So, yes, support him absolutely, 100%. So most of these people were transported by unmarked planes, were they not, flying at above 45,000 feet where the commercial liners basically don't go unless they get special permission to. Is that true?
That is so.
And from all over the United States, maybe from outside the country as well?
Everyone.
Everywhere, from everywhere. Probably the bulk of them from inside the United States.
Correct.
Yes, yes, but from everywhere. And the last couple of days, maybe longer than that, it's my understanding that the customs section of at least the large airports in the United States have been bogged down by necessity for catching anybody who's either trying to leave the country or doesn't belong leaving the country, or even people trying to come into the country, escaping their own problems from France or Germany or Israel or wherever. And so customs is having to work overtime and, of course, inconveniencing some good people, but for a good reason.
Correct. Worth the pain.
All correct. And probably, sadly, most of those detainees who've been inconvenienced, the good people that are not ones that they're looking for, probably don't understand what's going on. They're just probably upset. But it would be good for them to come to understand that this is very necessary and very important and for their future and their children's future. Is that not true?
That is so. Because if this situation hadn't been turned around, there would not have been much of a future for the planet.
Oh, that is so true. If Hillary had been elected or somebody by some fluke, some other person, there isn't anybody but Trump who could have handled it, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that also brings us... there's a report attributed to Saint Germain that the real Hillary Clinton, such as she was, really left the planet in 2014. Benjamin Fulford said in 2016, in any case, she had very serious illness and would never have been able to be president. Can you address any of that to an appropriate level?
Well, she left in 2016.
Okay, it is 16.
But she was ill for some time before that.
Absolutely.
So?
Yeah. Okay. I think I remember seeing a doctor's report, a doctor that saw her in 2013, who was ultimately taken out, or maybe as a result of one of their... office personnel leaking the medical report about Hillary's condition at that time in 2013, and maybe a report earlier than that as to her condition, which continued to deteriorate, as I understand it. And it's basically more of a brain issue than anything else.
Yes, it was.
Okay. Okay. So has it been a combination of clones and doubles that's been used since then to try to dupe people into believing she's still around?
They have. They still have an agenda, you know.
Oh, yes. They still have an agenda. Well, it's on its way out, but they do still hold the agenda, right?
They haven't given up yet.
No, because when the ones at the top took blood oath to see that their agenda came true, which was serious depopulation of the planet, maybe World War III, which might have meant there would be no planet, possibly, depending on whether the galactics would have stopped the nuclear stuff. But it would have been a mess. No matter how it worked out, it would have been a mess.
Certainly would have.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and definitely not in humanity's favor in any way, shape, or form. Okay. Oh, Benjamin Fulford was the first report I saw from September 11th, 2016. That night was when she actually left the planet. But as you said, she was very ill before that. So, and anybody who doubts this, there's a number of videos showing very bizarre behavior that would be caused by a brain issue of some kind or a clone malfunctioning, because they do that, do they not?
They do, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Very good. So it's my understanding that once Gitmo is full, which might be true now, that the lesser nasties, shall we say, that there are sealed indictments against, are being taken to the FEMA camps that are on, basically on the mainland U.S. Is that correct?
That is so.
Okay. Okay. And have all 10,000 or so been arrested and taken, or are they still working on it?
They're still working on it. It's a huge task.
Massive task.
Yeah.
To, first of all, the people who put together the paperwork for the sealed indictment. Those had to be researched carefully, written carefully, so that they were legally correct. Every single one of them, and that's a lot, 10,000 of those, that's a lot. And then the teams have to be given the proper paperwork and have to go find the people, yes?
Yes. They've been tracking them for some time.
Yeah. Yes, and a few were wearing lovely ankle jewelry, were they not? Yes. Okay. It's my understanding that McCain was creating his health issue in order to leave the planet and not face prosecution. Is that true? And how is he doing with that?
That is his intention.
His intention. Okay. Well, if I'd done the stuff he'd done and I had a brain at all, I might want to escape too. But I don't know that he really is.
Our mutually exclusive member.
Okay. I get that. Okay, wonderful. Welcome, Carol.
Hello, good evening. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, I've been told that a part of my subconscious is blocking my healing. Do you find that to be true?
Yes, dear, I do.
Can you how do I get around?
Have to keep it that way. You can fire that program, as they say.
Just like Trump, you're fired?
You fire the program, yes.
Okay. Thank you. And I have to do that within, right?
Yep. You do. You do.
Somebody has sent me something called a cyclomassager. Can you tell me if that will help me if I use it?
Yes, it will.
And how often would I use that?
3 times a day.
For how many minutes?
29.
Oh, 29 minutes per session?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, thank you very much, and thank you for being here. I appreciate it very much. Many blessings.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay. Can you speak to the plane that left L.A. for Tokyo a few days ago, and 4 hours into the flight was turned around? I was told that there were 4 people on the plane that should not have been on the plane that were trying to escape the U.S., and that there are people who, once a plane takes off, there are those who review the manifest meaning the list of passengers, that's the name for it, and so these were discovered, so it was required that the plane be turned around to come back to L.A. Now, there's been another report, and I don't know if it's true, I'd like you to speak to this, that those people were, the 4 were, of course, were removed, but the passengers who were left, who still needed to go to Tokyo, were placed on a different plane, but that one was turned around also, and that there were reported bangs from the hole. Is that false information? Is there some truth to that, or what? That's well enough, but I think that would be really weird if I were to hear bangs in the hold.
Yes, that is true. That did occur.
Okay.
Actually, there were more than 4 that were escorted off.
More than 4?
Yes, it was like 7.
7, okay. All right. And what were the bangs?
Small explosion.
So somebody got their luggage through all the checking that we have to do now, with small explosives that were not detected, meaning they were some type of plastic or something rather than metal.
They weren't metal.
Okay. So because there are new plastic ones that are very difficult to detect. And if the airport security does not have the equipment to detect them, then yes, they could. Were the explosives intended to bring down the plane or just to create a mess?
Well, the intentions were to bring down the plane, but the execution was not what it could have been, shall I say.
Wonderful. Okay. So either the plastic explosives were not set up properly or timed properly or whatever, or our friends upstairs, the wonderful Galactic, intervened and simply kind of turned them off, right?
Well, we could simply call this operator error, if you will.
Okay. Operator error, that works. All right, very good. Okay. Okay, is it true that Trump is allocating $500 million to upgrade or increase Gitmo, which seems to me that building wouldn't be able to be completed, construction, in time to do any good, because certainly there's enough FEMA camps for the lesser cabal.
Well, this is not the last page in his book.
Oh. So he's not stopping at 10,000. No. Just trying to take the important, the biggies first.
Right.
And then work down.
Yes.
Okay. So this is new construction that will expand Gitmo in some way?
Yes, it will.
Okay. All right. They put enough people on it. They can do it fairly quickly. This is true. Okay. All right. receive. There's so much going on. Okay. Change of subject. I saw a video this afternoon of a car parking structure of maybe 5 or 6 floors in Liverpool. I couldn't find on that said with Liverpool, England. There are other Liverpools around the world, not as well known, where it was just like the California fires with directed energy weapons taking out cars, and that basically all the cars within the structure were pretty much like a mess. But there were portions of the structure right nearby where there were a couple of cars that were just fine. Now, this was a storied building, so directed energy weapons from the sky in some way, plane, helicopter, whatever, would have to go through the concrete, clear down to the bottom floors in order to do the job, unless it was done from the side somehow. Can you address that whole situation and what actually happened?
The limitations of the weapon that you speak of are non-existent.
Oh. So a plane or a helicopter can use a directed energy weapon. They're called DEWS, D-E-W-S. And it goes right through the concrete, right all the way down, into the earth. At some point, they turn it off, yes. But they can do that right through the whole structure.
Correct.
Yeah, correct. Good grief. Okay. What was the purpose in this?
It was a message to the organization that the people work for that had the cars.
Okay. So hold on, Cindy, just a minute. There had to be hundreds of cars in there, so this is a significant organization.
Yes.
So it must be an organization that was doing some kind of good, humanitarian or whatever. I could not find any identifying information as to what organization, and was this in England?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so Liverpool, England.
Yes.
Okay. A humanitarian organization. Now, this equipment... Oh, not humanitarian. Okay. All right.
It's law enforcement.
This was law enforcement? And the cabal was taking out law enforcement? So the law enforcement must have been not going along with the local program, so to speak. So it was a message that you don't like what you're doing?
Yes, don't do that.
Okay. In other words, we want our way. Don't stand in our way. So law enforcement was actually standing up to some of them and creating a problem for the cabal.
Right.
Oh, well, good for the law enforcement, but I'm sorry about their cars. That's not fun. Okay. Thank you. Okay, Cindy, welcome. Thank you for waiting.
100 cars.
Hello, dear one.
It was 1,400 cars that was in that car park.
Okay, got it.
Okay, that was going to be one of my questions. Okay, that's why I knew what it was, and it is Liverpool, England. So Chelsea Clinton is not so bright. So I saw a picture of her, like, with a little boot on her leg. It's a little bit old of a picture. Is that one of the GPS tracking devices?
Covering up one of them, yes.
Okay. Will soon she be getting a new residence along with the other 10,000 people?
She's included, yes.
And so would her husband?
I think you will find that's true.
Okay. There's Q and then there's Meganon. That person, not Q, the other one, has a tendency to have colorful language. And I sort of get some of her information that she's very ego-oriented. How accurate is this person in their information?
Very close to 90%.
90%. And then there's Liz. Sorry?
Very close to 90%.
Okay. And then Liz Croton, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing her name correctly. She's talking with, like, Jordan Sather and others. How accurate is she?
Seventy-nine.
And then Sorsha Fayal, F-A-A-L. By my information I used to read, she was more of a disinfo person. Is she still that, or is she coming over to the good side?
Still that.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
She is still a disinfo agent.
Okay. So Debbie Wasserman Q has said she's the one that ordered Seth Rich's murder. Is this accurate?
Yes.
And has she been picked up yet and have a new residence?
On her way.
On her way. Okay. Now, all this money that Trump is being able to confiscate and give back to the people, my question is about these banks that are offshore banks in, like, the Bahamas and the Cayman Islands and places like that. Are the good guys able to go over there and say, give us the money from the bad guys?
Mr. Trump has been negotiating and is still negotiating with other countries to get these things taken care of.
So are they sort of being given an option A and option B? Option A is give us the money and you'll be on the good side. And option B is you'll regret that you don't.
It's not exactly like that. It's more like, I need this from you. What would work for you?
Ah, okay. Okay. And then on the personal side for me, I've been helping somebody, sending them money through Western Union, and it's been no problem until the last couple months. Am I being targeted by the cabal, so I'm having to jump through hoops with Western Union to get the money wired? Or is it just something that is?
Is that organization?
And why are they doing this to me?
They're not on solid footing.
I did not quite catch that.
Kelly says that Western Union is not on solid footing, meaning because Western Union is big and old, I'm sure there's cabal. This is my guess. I'm just blue skying here. I would imagine that there's cabal in there and they can mess with anybody they want to. Also, you're sending it to the Ivory Coast, right? That's not exactly a first world country.
Yes.
Right? So
correct.
There's potential issues just because it not being a what we would call a first world country, in addition to Western Union being iffy.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then I got on the call a little bit late. So who has graciously come here tonight to talk to us?
My name is Kali.
And Kali, could you give us some of your background, even if you already had, because I missed that part?
I am the goddess of death and rebirth.
Oh. So, were you ever in human form?
No, my dear.
Oh, lucky you. Okay, I was just curious. Yes?
You say lucky me, dear, but I will say something that you've been told before. Being incarnate in a human body at this point in time is the greatest possibility of growth for you or anyone who is in a body.
Okay. Okay. So the man in my life, Francois, as I'm growing, is he energetically growing with me?
I would say it like this here. He's scrambling to try to keep up with you.
Oh, he's trying to keep up with me. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry, I did not catch that.
So have a bit of pity on him, because keeping up with you is not an easy thing to do.
I wonder if my roommate Lauren feels the same way. And she's such a sweetheart and such a gift to me right now. I'm truly blessed that she's willing to share her life with me. So I don't know if this is wise to ask this, because each time I ask, the time frame does not occur. Are you able to give me sort of a pretty solid time frame when I'll be in France, and so will Francois?
Let me ask the person who's manifesting, because they're really the one in charge. Are you able to give me a really solid time frame?
Mary, are you laughing in the background?
Yes.
So am I just afraid to go there?
No, my dear, you're not.
Well, then what am I doing holding myself back?
If you look at what you've chosen to take on, it's not an easy task.
Well, I'm not sure you mean by what I've chosen to take on. I'm not sure about that.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll quit talking so someone else can come on and Mary can ask more questions. Oh, Rod, and will you tell Rod happy birthday for me?
I will have Mary do that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Namaste.
Okay.
Cindy, do you have more questions? Go ahead if you do.
Well, I just don't understand how whatever I've taken on. Maybe it's the financial challenge. That's all I can come up with of not getting to France yet.
Well,
I'm getting there.
You need to keep looking, dear.
Okay. Okay. I'll keep looking. I will find
it. All right. You will?
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Have a good night. Tell Ron happy birthday.
I will, Cindy. Thank you for remembering.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Can we address the 100 tons or so of gold that was transferred, I believe, out of Indonesia, but was stolen and then recovered? This is gold that's going to help back the new financial system in the world. And in the process, there was an article about a property, a very nice, a lovely-looking property in Thailand that supposedly is owned by an Obama alias, and he has properties around the world under alias names, so that wouldn't be so obvious. It's my understanding the gold is recovered, and let's deal with that, and then the Obama property.
The gold is in the process of being recovered.
Okay, so the good guys are getting it done, like, right now. Like, yeah.
They're on top of it.
They're going to win. Okay. So this was set up by the cabal to try to steal the gold because they're out of money. And the good guys were warned ahead of time and told what to do. Is that kind of the situation?
That's correct. Indeed.
That's it? Okay. So all is well. All right. Except for the risks that they're taking. There are so many wonderful, mostly guys, around the world that have taken on these horrendous tasks of dealing with the cabal on various levels. And I'm so grateful to them. We all need to be grateful to them, I think, as well as to Trump and support him in this nasty stuff that's going on.
Absolutely true on all counts.
Okay. Okay. Now, this property of Obama's, where they showed pictures from a helicopter, was a very nice palatial type of mansion. But I understand there was a lot of riches stuff in there. There was art, and there was gold, there were various things. And there were tunnels underneath going in various directions that were probably used for child trafficking or such. Is that true?
It is so.
Okay. Okay. And that also has turned up is that there are a number of properties around the globe in a similar kind of situation that Obama has managed to own to aliases. And that Trump is in the process of identifying and getting those taken out of potentially Obama's hands. True?
Yes. This individual that you speak of has done some major theft, among other things.
Well, yes. Apparently, the ownership of the Thailand estate was in a corporation or LLC that he used, what, $2 billion of taxpayer money to give to the corporation, and then the corporation declared bankruptcy and the money disappeared. That would be another form of theft, right?
Absolutely.
And that really happened?
Yes, that really happened.
Okay. So the other properties around the globe, it's my understanding that some of them are in countries that are not super friendly to the U.S., and probably for good reason, because of our hegemony and imperialistic policies in the past. And so Trump is having to negotiate to get these released and out of Obama's name and into some better situation.
Yes, indeed, he is.
And that means he's, as you said earlier, it's like, we need this, what would work for you? In other words, opening the door to negotiations on each individual property or properties within each country.
Each country.
Each country. Okay, so that we need this taken care of. What do you need in return? Yes? Okay. Which might be money, which might be an upgrade to their embassy, which might be, I'm sure he's not going to give them military support, but some other form. Are there other things that could be done?
Super Bowl tickets.
Well, now, I can understand if I were in another country and I've never been to the Super Bowl and it's watched by people, millions, billions, I guess, billions now.
Yeah.
That would be a prize, would it not?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Yeah. And very easy to pull off, actually, for Trump. That is funny. I hadn't thought of that. Okay. What's going to happen with the halftime show this year with the Super Bowl, which is coming up in, what, 6-7 weeks? No, 4 or 5 weeks.
There is much discussion behind many closed doors at the moment about that.
Oh. So there's no firm plan yet?
No.
Not yet. So the good guys are fighting the bad guys who've had their way for the last few years with all kinds more blatant in recent years of the Satanistic, Kabbali, nasty stuff. And the good guys are trying to prevent that this year.
They're trying to change the story.
Change the story so that it's something that doesn't reflect that. Well, I wish them well. I empower them to win this time because the Satanists have had enough of a run at that Super Bowl halftime show.
I would agree.
Okay. Okay, good. All right. Is Julian...
Even that can die and be reborn.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Or completely shift, you can call it that as well.
However,
which is a death and a rebirth. Okay. And the NFL is obviously involved, right?
Of course.
And they certainly got their comeuppance this last year over the whole me thing. And I guess, did they get sufficiently spanked about their lack of respect?
Well, they would say that they would totally disagree with you, but they do.
Yeah. The public face would be disagree. The private face is, okay, we get it, right?
Yeah, we're screwed up.
Okay, we're screwed up. Yeah. And they do, because that's a form of protest. It's not appropriate. If the players knew what was going on with the war between the deep state and Trump, and they were protesting, they were supporting Trump and protesting the deep state, that's a whole different story. But that is not what they were doing in any way, shape, or form. And I'm sure those players don't even have a clue, at least most of them. Maybe a few do.
It is not appropriate for them to be displaying such behavior in any event.
No, it's not. That's true. Yeah.
That's
absolutely true. Particularly the power that they get. Okay, Cindy, welcome.
Hi. Just recently, the CEO of Intel just sold quite a bit of his stock, and it's come to light that the processors that Intel manufactures, that there's problems with it. He's made $23 million, approximately $24 million, from the sale of his stock. Is that going to be taken away from him, that money?
He will have a hard time justifying holding on to it.
So is he part of the cabal?
Not exactly.
Well, yeah. What does not exactly mean?
I believe Mary's term is mixed bag.
Oh, okay. Okay. Another personal question. To generate some more money, I have a crystal necklace that I inherited from my mother, and I have been trying to sell it, and so far no one's bought it. Is this because I'm supposed to keep it?
Yes, my dear.
And why am I supposed to keep it?
The connection.
Is it great energy?
The connection.
I'm sorry.
The connection with your mother.
Ah, okay. Okay. I just didn't. And so should later on I wear it and the earrings?
Yes, you should wear it.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll just have to find the right occasion to wear it when I'm in France then. Okay, that's it for the moment. Thank you again.
Most welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay, I was just about to ask about Julian Assange. Is he still in the Ecuadorian embassy?
He's been moved to a safer place.
A safer place, okay. But he is safe.
Yes.
He's safe and alive and doing managing.
Yes.
Okay, that can't be fun. I appreciate the sacrifice he's making, as well as other good people.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, about the these mixed bags, my thought is that one of the things that the historically the cabal has done is to remove so much real history from the American schools that most of these people who are now young adults or adults don't have a clue as to real history of the U.S., and so therefore they become influenceable. They're not really bad people, but they have no standards by which to judge what's right and what's wrong for the country based on the principles supposedly we're supposed to stand on. Does that make sense?
Yes, well, it was for that very purpose of making the public more manageable, shall we say?
Yes.
That they were not taught.
Exactly. And I have the fortunate situation where my father actually taught me some of this stuff when I was a teenager. And so I have a clearer vision of what's right and what's wrong for government and for the what people need to do to take responsibility for maintaining freedom and having an honorable society. So I think, and that's why we do these calls and why my focus is on what's going on as opposed to many other topics we could take on these calls, because people don't have the basis on which to discern what's true and what's not. So it's they blow with the wind. As part of big part of the problem, is it not?
It is so. That is one of the ways that you undermine and collapse the civilization to delete history.
Yes, absolutely. And we're certainly not the first country to suffer from that agenda. Okay. Let's see. There was a plane that took off from Oklahoma City very recently and was headed for Texas, Central Texas. And the trail on the internet that I saw was posted. Plane went out, bypassed the city it was supposed to go to, and went out into the Gulf of Mexico. And then the transmission just stopped. The line drawn on the map just stopped. Can you address what was this about, this claim?
This was an attempt to escape.
An attempt to escape?
Yes.
Okay, so it was maybe not, it was not a big commercial plane. It was a smaller, even a private plane.
It was a private plane.
A private plane. Did it end up in the Gulf? With everybody bye-bye?
No.
No? Was it disappeared? Just, the line just stopped. Was it taken up into a mothership?
No.
No? They turned off the transponder and kept going?
They threw the transponder out.
They threw it out. And they went ahead to wherever police, Cancun, Cuba, Puerto Rico, any place they, or where they were headed to?
We were headed to Argentina.
Argentina. Okay, because Argentina also has harbors and nasties. Okay. Did they make it?
Yes.
They made it. So this was a kind of a failure on the part of the good guys trying to stop all this stuff. Yes.
Yes.
But can they go to Argentina and remedy the situation? Are they trying to do that?
They will.
Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. The fire in the Clinton, not their house in New York State, but a separate building supposedly houses the Secret Service. Was that to destroy records that the Secret Service was privately keeping on the Clintons? Or was it to just harass the Secret Service, or was it an accident? Or what was this fire about?
Well, it was basically telling those people that were using that compound that they weren't home free.
So it wasn't in the Clintons' house itself, but it was a message to them that you're not out of the woods.
Right.
Okay. All right. Was anybody in the Secret Service harmed or anything like that? No, nothing. It was just a message, a warning that was not in their house, but on their property. Okay. Well, that makes sense. And so whoever did that, thank you for sending that message. Okay. Trump and Bannon. Is this kind of a setup? Is Bannon on track with the art of war? Or is he a mixed bag? Or what can you share without crossing the line about that?
The two of them set up this stage play before it ever began.
Okay. All right. So this is one of the ways Trump has fun.
Yeah.
In this horrendous job that he's doing.
Okay.
And I've sent this out, and I will recommend it again. Anybody who's not read The Art of War does not understand Trump's leadership style. And it's a short read, but it's not an easy read because of the concepts that are expressed. But you can find it on the internet. It's called The Art of War. It's an old, old, old Chinese document, book, whatever, and I highly recommend it.
Lao Tzu.
Lao Tzu?
Yeah.
Okay, very smart man, yes?
Extremely.
Okay. All right, very good. Okay, the new world that's coming.
Coming?
Well,
coming.
Here and developing further.
That you're entering into?
We're in the process right now.
Okay. Yes. That's different.
Yes, this is different. Where the galactic sun and the energies are huge. This is helping take out the cabal, is it not?
Certainly, yes.
Mm-hmm. we're so grateful for all of the support and help we've been. Well, Kali, thank you so very much for being here. We're very appreciative, very grateful for your beautiful answers and for all you're doing behind the scenes or in front of the scenes to help out with the whole death and rebirth cycle that we are in now, are we not?
You're certainly up to your elbows.
Yes, okay. And do you have any last words for our callers?
You can.
Okay, that works. All right. Thank you so very much. We're very grateful.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste.